I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh. Yeah, it's the big show. Come on, crank it up and turn on all the lights, y'all. Oh. Well,
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler returns today. He's in the studio to kick off the show. Rami Makhlouf, you heard him this morning with Bart Winkler. He'll be back on that morning show on Monday. And obviously, it'll be a pretty Packer-heavy show today, taking your reactions from what you saw last night in that Packers game. To start off the show, we'll talk with Adam McKelvey right now. Tentatively scheduled for 4:48. That all could change based on when Craig Council decides to talk before the game tonight. So, as of right now, 4:48. 3:48, or Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider from the Green Bay Press Gazette. And we'll also talk with Mike McGivern, our high school insider. Of course, scoreboard show underway tonight. 23 reporters at different games. 23 games covered. Each and every Friday night here on The Fan with Mike McGivern as the host and Hall of Fame coach Ron Davies from starting at 7 o'clock tonight here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. So he'll join us at 5:35 to preview that upcoming show this evening and tell us where he's got reporters at. But first, we start with the Green Bay Packers, who I think a preseason game he would qualify as a big win. But they scored a bunch of points, 51 points on the board for the Green Bay Packers last night, and getting your thoughts on what you saw last night in that game. I was talking to Gary just before we went on the air, asking him how post-game show was last night, and Gary said they had a ton of reaction last night on the post-game show. So, Gary, what was the prevalent line of thinking last night in the post-game show from the listeners?
Well, I think when you start looking at the Packers and you saw last night, and it's still the prevailing thought. I mean, I think we'll get into a little bit deeper in the 3 o'clock hour, but it's all about defense. It's all about what this Packers defense, what it's going to look like. What do they have enough players? Do they have enough playmakers? You know, in spite of what you saw with Tremont Williams and Josh Jackson, so that was the prevailing thought. Positive is Kumerow, people loving him. Get loved up, and most certainly he deserves it.
I think he has better hair than everybody.
He might. I mean, there he is right now on ABC Audio, flat panel right
there.
He has
best hair.
You want to turn around and look at him.
I know his dad.
The offensive line, I think there should be, for me, I think there should be more questions about this offensive line than fans are actually really talking about right now. They didn't – Murphy didn't look good last night.
Nope.
Bell didn't look good last night. I mean, they – now, if you got Bakhtiari, I think that solidifies you over at left tackle, and I think then you can put Murphy where he's supposed to be at right tackle. But when you got to have Murphy at left tackle or Bell at right tackle or Spriggs at right tackle, not a very good offensive line. Not at all.
Bakhtiari look good to you?
Yeah, I mean the limited time he played. I didn't understand.
He played longer than I thought he was going to play.
He was wearing this.
He played with Hundley.
Did you see the brace on his elbow? I didn't see him wear that last year.
I don't think he wore a brace last
year. No, he's got the J.J. Watt brace on his elbow, a huge brace.
Huh.
I don't know if anybody asked him about it, but now all of a sudden that
it's actually
means,
it's
the brace I wear on my knee.
He's yeah, it's got actually a neck and knee brace.
Yeah. He's got like a huge-ass brace on his elbow.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
Maybe he has tennis elbow.
And whatever I think it's his left elbow. So now I'm going to get into, you know, breaking it down. You want to push your joker out and around with that left arm, Steve. I mean, so you really got to use that left hand from the left side.
Sure, makes sense. Yeah, I don't remember him wearing a brace last year. So maybe we just didn't realize it. We definitely didn't talk to him about wearing a brace last year on the
huge,
on the big show.
We couldn't have missed it.
No.
I know we didn't miss that.
No. So, yeah, I mean, that could be cause for concern, obviously, going forward. So the first thing everybody was complaining about the postgame show was what?
Defense.
The defense was what they were all complaining about.
Yeah.
I saw you tweet out, still waiting to see the difference between these two defenses, between Capers and Pettine.
Yeah.
The Tremont Williams pick to start the game, read it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just that's what happens. You play a rookie quarterback.
Right.
Who's going to be third string, and then the fourth string guy who's a second-year player.
Correct.
So that's going to happen. Josh Jackson interception, that was a good one on the pick six.
Right.
He looked pretty good in the game. All I'll say is the defensive line to me, they just weren't very good. Reggie Gilbert, fine. But I'm starting talking about the big guys up front. Lowry, Wilkerson had a stop. But he didn't play that well. They weren't getting any penetration. You and I just got done talking yesterday before that game that for this defense to be as good as it can be, that front defensive line has to get penetration and has to play really well for it to work. Again, there was no Daniels. But of what the guys that were out there, you still had Kenny Clark out there. You still had Wilkerson out there. You still had Lowry out there. You had guys out there, and they just weren't getting any push whatsoever, Leroy. Not that I saw, at least.
Yeah, and I think... looking, and I don't break it all the way down like you normally do, but a lot of the long runs up the middle, a lot of the chicken fighting you see up there when the quarterback can look to all three of his targets and come back to number one, a lot of that was alignment. They were lined up wrong a lot, especially when I think the one kid, the rookie, I think it's the rookie number 30 from Pittsburgh. That kid looks good. I mean, they just ran the ball like four straight times. He scored. And you can see if you freeze frame it, there was nobody lined up in the middle of the field. It was just the A-gap was wide open. That's where he cut it. Score. So a lot of that will get cleaned up. But in this particular defense, you're not going to see a lot of the inside guys breaking through because they want to tie these guys up so they can come outside and get the one-on-ones. But that's why I was saying the first game, run your stuff. Run it. Yeah, let these guys get used to what they're going to play against Chicago.
And that's what they did.
Yeah, just run everything.
They just ran their stuff.
Yeah, just run all that stuff.
You mean everything?
Everything.
Because they're vanilla. So you said blitz.
Yeah, no, don't. Yeah, let these guys.
Because that's what Pittsburgh did,
LeRoy. They run their stuff.
They ran everything.
Yes, they run their stuff. From jump. And see, they got a new offensive coordinator because Hardy's gone. They just run it. They just do their – we're good what we're good at. So if you want a young guys, if you want me to learn – I don't think I'm good enough to learn two separate things, to be vanilla and to turn it up. So as a young guy, just turn it up. I mean, just turn it up. You don't go into a strip club and hold your ones. Let it rain, man. Let it rain. You've been to a couple strip clubs, Steve. You've thrown up some hundreds before.
Quarters.
Allegedly.
Quarters.
Now, Steve at the bottom down there getting the ones up when anybody's looking with his foot. He's confusing these guys. Now, Pettit did say when he interviewed, he says, I was a little vanilla, whatever, but I'm going to do more this game.
Against the Raiders?
Right. Now, the third game, to his maturation, they're going to do everything because it's like a game. You game plan, and now you'll see more. But at that point, the guys are like, I run this in practice. But I run this in the game. I don't want them to get confused. Just run your stuff. You ain't fooling nobody.
Yeah, explain something to me, y'all. This whole thing about, well, you know, they're zone blitzing and they're struggling to pick up the zone blitz. Hasn't this team practiced against zone blitzing for the last several years?
The offense or the defense?
The offensive line. Murphy's practiced against it. That's what Dom ran. Sprague's practiced against it. That's what Dom ran. So how are we struggling about picking up a zone blitz? That's what I don't understand. Okay, you're a rookie offensive lineman? First time in, really haven't seen much of it. Okay, but that's all Dom did was zone blitz. So to tell me, because, and again, I'm going off of, I think it was Lofton that said it on broadcast. Well, you know, they're really struggling against the zone blitz, and he's showing what they're doing.
Yeah, they were.
And I'm watching this, I'm going, okay, I mean, that makes sense, but isn't this what they've been practicing against for the last 2-3 years? 4-5? Well, longer than that. I don't know how long Capers has been here, most of these guys. Murphy's practiced against
almost
it.
Almost a decade.
Spriggs has practiced against
it. Not zone blitzes, but it's not all the same. And when you don't...
But you're playing Pittsburgh. Don't you know that's going to happen, even if you don't, quote, game
plan?
Well,
you should have been ready for it. I mean, so it's not all the same, but they should have been ready for it, but clearly they weren't. They were not. They were not ready for it at all. I mean, Pittsburgh came out from jump. They came off the bus blitzing, man. And I get wanting to be... And really last night, now, they put up 50-some points. Well, two of them on defense. But our offense wasn't – they didn't do anything creative either last night offensively. And they put up 30-some points.
Yeah, I just point something out. That little just, like, quick slant, however you want to call it, they ate them alive with that. I mean, and there was nothing, like you said, nothing creative about it.
There was nothing.
Cornerbacks just playing off, and the wide receiver just catching the ball and running away from guys.
Right.
And that one from Kumerow, that 82-yard strike, that was just an out to the sideline. Guy missed the tackle, and he was gone.
Well, he went for the ball.
Right.
Stupid.
Yeah, never go. You got to put your hand around the waist and fan at the ball. But sometimes, you know, when you make a play like that, the Jerry Rice and the Randy Moss type plays, the hook and goes, and you could just take it.
Right.
Those are the kind of plays that coaches don't know that's going to happen. On a card, it says you'll just catch it. It's just a, you know, 15-yard out. But if you can make that play, it'll be hard to keep anybody out of the lineup making that kind of play. Because not only are you making a play, just a traditional pedestrian catch, but you're taking it to the house. Now, it'll be hard to – keep him off the field if he's been doing that in practice and in the game. So I just hope they give him an opportunity because he's really making the young guys look bad right now.
Who
if
is?
You think of Kumerow, whatever.
He's been in four training camps.
Yeah, there's no way he's still got to play. You know what I'm saying? That's no excuse for him being more polished than them. They went to the big school, Steve, getting all these accolades, and this kid's been working hard. Almost playing JV, but leapfrogs everybody. He's more polished. He should be. He should get the opportunity to play.
Well, he's gonna make the team.
And if he makes the team, if he's a flyer, you know, like you put him out wide, like Jeff Janis was the yep. best at doing
special.
Oh,
teams.
He's making it, and then he's gonna be the fourth receiver. Matter of fact, Steve, I thought about this. I was putting together a package to bring
you
him
thought
over.
About it?
Yeah, I don't think I can get a package together that quick. So I'll see you next week because we want to bring him over.
Bring who over?
Kumerow. We're going to bring him over to the brothers. But I got to put together a nice package for Steve to get him, especially if he makes the team.
Well, did you trade for Rodgers for Dak Prescott yet?
No, I was going to give him Michael Jordan for Aaron Rodgers, but I hadn't thought it. I'm still thinking about it. Straight up.
Fuzzy.
You do that, wouldn't you, Steve?
Steve.
It's awfully late in Jordan's life to make this trade now.
Man, got the number one shoes.
Yeah,
like,
you know, a little bit earlier.
Shoes
Steve,
LeBron?
Leroy.
No.
Rodgers for LeBron?
What you said, Gary?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Last night, Fuzzy Thurston, well, not Fuzzy, Fuzzy Thurston's grandson, mm-hmm. his name is Fred Thurston, mm-hmm. tweeted out last night,
yep.
Kumerow is a genius we've always wanted.
Sure. I have no idea what that means, but okay.
Me neither.
Should I call him ask what he mean by that?
I don't think he's
Kumerow
as fast
is
as
the
Janis.
Janis we've always wanted.
I don't think he's just ignore it.
I don't think he's as fast as Janis.
Hey, boy.
Joker didn't catch him.
No, they didn't catch him. No, you're right. I'm just saying, I don't know what the 40 times are. I'm just saying, eye test.
He's way more polished than Janis was.
For sure.
Yeah, I think he may be just as – I think he may be one
deal.
Of the fastest guys – with the ball.
Rodgers didn't like Janis. We know he liked Kumerow.
But I don't get why he didn't like Janis.
What rookie though. Wide receiver does Rodgers like?
I think he likes them all.
Come on.
I think he does.
I think it's Steve.
But, you know, you have a kid, you have seven kids, you don't like them all the same. Some of them you are your favorites, and some of them they're okay, and some of them you hope you never come up to you.
Right. His favorites are Devontae, Cobb, Graham, and Kumerow. Those are his favorites, I think. I think he may like Kumerow better than he likes Geronimo Allison at this point. Yeah, that's crazy.
But no, everybody got their own opinion. I mean, I'm not going to.
I have no idea. We're something. Guessing. It's just guessing. I have no idea.
No, we're not guessing. It's a big show. Well, we say our facts.
I think you look at that game last night. Jamal Moore, again,
He's getting opportunities.
He's going.
You can't say he's not getting opportunities.
He's going to get cut, and then it's going to be, can he make the practice squad? That's what we're heading towards. Because he's got two more games. That's it. You're a fourth-round pick. They cut fourth-round picks in the NFL out of the draft. That happens. It's not unheard of.
They try not to.
It's not unheard of. My theory is, I'm still with Gary. I don't know if Gary changed his mind. I think he's really talented. And you would just hate who we're talking about, Jamal Moore. I don't think.
Yeah, he could be.
If he gets cut, he could burn you if he gets picked up by another team and doesn't get your practice squad. He could.
Yeah.
Could make you look really stupid.
Right. He could.
I think that's a chance.
He's got that much talent.
He's got a ton of talent.
But I think you'd be willing to take that chance if you just don't see what he has. If you keep dropping passes and and not lining up properly.
And you're playing for now.
Yeah, and I drafted the kid, so I feel like a small connection. It seems like every guy I draft doesn't work out, so maybe I'll not do that anymore. But Trevor Davis has to play or he's gone. So there's some spots available. Because if you, in closing for me, this particular game, it's two guys to me, it seems like they're trying everything possible for them to make the team, and I don't know if they will. Ty Montgomery and Rollins, they got those two guys doing everything as far as returns and everything to give you an opportunity.
To make the team.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Because Scantley should be doing everything.
Yeah.
But they're giving these guys an opportunity. Yeah, you turn the ball over, if you do something you're not supposed to, they're saying you're hurting, you're shooting yourself in the foot. Because they're giving them every opportunity to make the team.
I'll be honest. If neither one make this team, I'm fine.
I'm giving them an opportunity.
It's not going to bother me. They're deep enough at running back where that Ty Montgomery thing shouldn't kill you. The Ty Montgomery idea that Gary has as far as you out of the backfield, the receiver, all that.
They're not even doing that right now.
They're not even attempting to do that.
Well, that's
why they're so
But I thought Joe Philbin was here to run the football.
You told us that.
Come on,
you said they were going to run the football more.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
They're supposed to. They're supposed to always do what I tell them.
No. Joe ain't doing it.
They're letting it fly, cuz.
Aaron Rodgers, man.
That's right. He's not going to allow that to occur.
No, man.
That's correct.
I would think that.
That's right.
Come on, that's QB1,
I would think that Aaron has worn Joe Philbin down. Yeah. Joe Philbin is a run-the-football type guy. Now, QB1, the guys are a little banged up back there, though. The running backs are not. They're not healthy. Maybe that's the reason.
Ty Montgomery, at this point, should be trying to put some space between he and Aaron Jones. Not happening.
He should just go for the third down.
He missed a huge blitz pickup that damn near got the quarterback killed.
Killed. I like that. Killed.
K-I-L-T.
That's a big difference.
Killed.
Yeah.
That's worse than killed.
Yes, it is.
Just so you know. He's got
to. You can't do that as a running back.
Something's not right with him. Or maybe they just don't have him in the right spot. I mean, I don't know. But he is not playing as well as I thought that he should be playing. Steve, you want to take a phone call real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
Let's go to John. John, you're first up at 105.7 FM, the Fan. John, what you got on a football game from last night, John?
Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys. Oh. I never called, but I want to talk to Leroy because
Wait, hold up, John.
Why are you stopping him?
He know why. John. You want to talk about the football? You want to talk about the football game from last night? Or you got a message, a personal message from Leroy? Because I hang up the phone right now.
Don't hang up on him. Let him say what he wants to say.
Go ahead, John.
I think Leroy literally yesterday, I don't know if he remembered me. I was like, dude, I love you. I seen him in the grocery store. I'm not going to say what store it was, but it was a grocery store in Oak Creek. And I was like, dude, I love you guys so much. You guys have me cracking up. But Gary, don't play me like that, dude.
You better be calling in. This ain't 414-799-1250.
Hey,
call in and tell y'all how much y'all love Leroy.
Man,
we ain't doing no show on that.
Leave him alone.
I wasn't trying to be a fanboy. I just wanted to tell Leroy, like, dude, I love you so much.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Trying not to be a fanboy. And I was like, I don't know if Leroy remember that. But I was just like,
I absolutely remember, and I love you too.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I love all the fans out there.
If you had a choice to be an elephant or a giraffe, which one would you be?
That's a good question.
I'll be an elephant, man.
Thank you. That's what I said.
You doing what?
Gary wants to be a giraffe.
You doing what?
I'll be an elephant.
Because why?
Yeah,
why? Yeah,
I run through stuff more.
Tyler's smart. Elephants are really smart.
Run through Thank
you,
stuff.
Steve.
Yeah, elephants are really smart. Hey, be smart and download the Wendy's app today. And here's the deal: you can get a Dave's Double with a
Dave's
a
Double
of hot and juicy beef, along with small fries and a drink for just $5. But you have to download the Wendy's app to take advantage of this great deal. That's a whole lot of delicious Wendy's food for just $5. Download the app today when you're at Wendy's. Don't forget the 4 for $4 is better than ever. Now you have 8 different entree options along with nuggets, fry, and drink, all for just $4. Pick from favorites like the double stack. That's my favorite. Junior bacon cheeseburger, spicy chicken, go wrap, and many more available at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Thoughts on the game from last night? Questions for Gary and Leroy, two former Packers? Now is your time to talk Packers Steelers from last night. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, we had a good play call there. The offensive line, they held their ground for us. You know, it's always a big key in a passing game is having the O-line hold it down. And, you know, I just did my job and ran my route to the best of my ability. And the QB put the ball in the money like they always do. And then I caught it and turned around and didn't see much but grass. So I just took off, started running, and found the goal line.
So was the shoulder feeling okay? What happened?
Yeah, it's feeling fine. I just, you know, I landed on it funny, got a little stinger, but it's fine. Feels good.
So talk about that. You break away, you get your cornerback's hips turned around, and now you see the real estate to the end zone.
Yeah, I was just trying to, you know, skinny up the safety and give myself a two-way go off of him. And my reaction was just to take it inside up the middle, and you know, once I did that, it was just home free. I just running to the zone, trying to get in score.
Did he try to jump the route on you? Did he take a chance there, kind of?
It seemed like he did. Yeah, he tried to play the ball and tried to get out in front of it, and you know, after he missed it, he didn't have a chance of coming to tackle me because of the way he played the ball, I guess. Yeah.
There you go. Jake Kumerow talking about his 82-yard touchdown reception there in the second half for the Green Bay Packers, the Whitewater native, quickly becoming a fan favorite. See Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer Badger running back Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer, the safety Leroy Butler. With you taking your calls on the Packers-Steelers game last night, taking your reaction, thoughts on the game, any questions you may have for both of these guys, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Let's go to Tim and Fredonia. Tim, you're up next, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Tim, what you got, man?
Gentlemen, you're talking to the champ. Golf outing, too, my man. We got you cats out there.
Who are you golfing with, Tim? Who are you golfing with?
Well, the eight-time Wisconsin left-handed champion, Todd Rathkamp.
Okay.
The owner of my company, Bill Katzman.
Uh-huh.
He's the WISA WISA state champion. And then a guy we call the Beast named Paul. Paul and the Beast drove it. You know, Gary, them 375-yard par fours, that was nothing. We were putting for eagle on all of those. So that's what helps you.
I heard a group that was playing behind y'all, so y'all took a lot of mulligans, allegedly.
Yeah, that group is lying.
That's why I say allegedly.
Tim, that's what we heard, Tim.
That's we heard, Tim. Yeah, that don't make it true. Heard, that don't make it true. It's just a rumor.
We got in the green and won on them par fours. We didn't have to take any mulligans.
No, but Tim, anyway, they say y'all short game was just awful.
That's what
y'all
I heard
guys
too,
taking
man.
Those mulligans on them short games.
Maybe a little tainted, Tim, but it's all right. We love you, though.
Huh?
Lying their asses off. I know that.
don't take it so personal. We just joking, man. Go ahead.
So doing PA for Whitewater, I watched Kumerow for 2 years. And don't forget, he played Division I in Illinois for 1 year. So you don't get recruited to a Big Ten school if you don't know what you're doing. But
he won 2 championships. That's awesome.
That's correct. And yeah. I was there for the 2 championship years that he won. I'm still doing it. And the thing about it is, he runs pretty good routes. I mean, he runs like a 4.52 or a 4.51, but he's long strider. He's got good hands. He runs great routes. And I think his biggest attribute, guys, is he's got a feel for the game, because a lot of receivers that would have caught that out, I was there last night right on the sideline there, a lot of receivers would have turned and stepped out of bounds. You know what I'm thinking? Thinking the defender was still there. He didn't. He turned and looked, and, you know, he still had another yard or so and just turned it upfield. He's got a good feel for the game, and he's going to make this team. I think
he's on the team, Tim.
Jamon Moore's going to get cut. He's going to be gone. I think Trevor Davis is going to be gone. You have to be available. And I don't know if D'Angelo Yancey makes the team. We'll see. But
I think Yancey's the odd man out.
And we can't have unit getting struck by lightning. We need them next year to defend our champ, defend our championship at the golf
office. Oh, you guys golf with Unit?
Stuff. Yes.
Oh, you know that.
Oh, so y'all get, y'all had a stack team then.
We were loaded, Gary. I told them. I'm
see, what's the big deal of going to charity events like that if you're going to bring all these champions to play against amateurs?
Because we spent a lot of money. We spent a lot of money.
Allegedly. Right. Where the receipts at, Tim? I'm a play in y'all group next year. I'm going to count every stroke.
You play in our group next year. We'll make you better.
Oh, man. You can't make me better because you know why right, you can't fine. Make me better? Because y'all already good.
Hey, look at it.
He gone.
Yeah.
Hey, Christian tweets at 105.7 FM, the fan. Kumaro is precisely the Janus we were waiting for.
No, stop it.
Hold on. Cut Trevor Davis and EQ St. Brown before him. Even Cobb, who cannot get separation anymore.
Oh,
and while we're
man.
At it, cut 88 as well.
Oh,
the
low-grade
hybrid experiment should be over. Hashtag bluff year.
Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something.
Where you don't, see that at, Steve? Wait a minute.
Tweet it at 105.7 FM, the fan. Christian in Uptown.
Hey, Christian.
He said all that?
Let's do this.
It's right word for word. Yeah,
all right, let's do this. Don't do like y'all did with Janus. Some people said Janus was a Pro Bowl wide receiver. Don't do this. Don't do this to Kumaro. Let him enjoy himself and get in where he fits in and enjoy it. Don't be putting all this pressure on this kid. Just like Tim said, he's the only receiver that wouldn't have went out of bounds. Don't do this kind of stuff. Just enjoy it. He's going to make the team. He's going to do a lot of damage, and we should all be on board with it. But I think it was so unfair for us to put Janus in that way up there, and then he got in play, and then turn out, and then people turned on him. Then now he's in Cleveland. Don't do that with our local guys like that. You know what I'm saying? Just let him – everything will work out. Enjoy it. Have fun. Support him. But don't – do this, because if some reason he gets cut, now you hate the Packers. You want to turn in your Packers uniform. They didn't keep the guy we wanted. And see, I don't want you to like him just because he's white or he's black. I want you to like him because he's good.
Whoa.
Now, that's 100.
Whoa, okay.
Don't like a guy because of color. Like him because he's good. Right now, he's the best out there, right? Him and Davante Adams, like him because of that. He's earned the right.
I can only speak for myself. I've never liked anybody because of color, one way or the other.
Well, I know, but you don't like white basketball players,
I tend to not like you because if you're white American basketball player. But again.
I tend not to.
Right, tend not to. But that's only because if my thoughts on this, to clarify, is I've been a real white American superstar in this league for quite a while. I mean, you can throw Kevin Love in there if you think Kevin Love is that guy. But Larry Bird, those guys, I mean, you haven't. Don't come at me with Nash. He's Canadian. So you and Dirk is German. I mean, none of these guys count. I'm saying white Americans. So you're in the lottery. I'm saying no. Now, they took DiVincenzo here. Okay, well, were you drafted? You're looking for a role player.
Exactly.
Well, he's a brother now.
I don't care about that. So whatever.
Right.
As far as Jake Kumaro goes, Rob Domofsky, mild concern here. Packers wide receiver Jake Kumaro undergoing tests today on his shoulder. This would seemingly be the only thing that could get in the way of him and a spot on the 53-man roster.
Saw that Doc McKenzie was giving him the arm test. And the one that was giving him the trouble is the one you have to push outward. But the one that's make so you can play, the one you put it out, like making a Y, I guess, or a T, he didn't budge. So he's got some strength in it. So he'll be fine. He'll make this team, even if they put him on PUP, till he's injured. I mean, till he's healthy. He's going to make it. Because he's the best out there other than Davante Adams.
When we come back, I wanted to get into the Packers safety play yesterday and get Gary's and Leroy's thoughts.
Oh, Morgan Burnett? You're talking Morgan Burnett?
I don't care about Morgan Burnett. No. He's on the Steelers
You're
now.
You're talking about safety
don't
play.
Don't care.
Right?
Packers safety play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on. I ain't even seen no safety play. Come
exactly
on.
My point. Yeah. We'll talk about that coming up next.
I actually didn't. I didn't. Just a routine play. You know, you know the first 15 plays, you're going to get a lot of different looks from teams so they can see what your adjustments will be. It just so happened the first look that we got was an empty look. And most times, most teams run quick game out of empty looks because if you run a lot of blitzes, then they know they got to get the ball out quick. And I just was aware of that, and I was just ready to make a play at that point.
Okay, but I thought when you ran into the end zone, I'm thinking – this guy knows the quarterback's got to warm up a little bit. If he goes to the sideline, this ball's mine. I mean, right?
Young guy, all of those things go through your mind. Young guy, they're going to try to start the game off slow with him, try to get him an easy throw. it was just the wrong guy to try to get an easy throw against.
There he is, Tremont Williams, getting a laugh at the expense of the rookie quarterback from Oklahoma State, Mason Rudolph, there on the pick six to start off the football game. Got the Packers going in the right direction. We'll talk about the safeties, but quickly. Got to be impressed by how good he looked last night, man. I mean, he, by football standards, he's an older player. And he looked like he can still play a little bit, and he played really well last year, they say, for the Cardinals.
So that's the positive, right? I mean,
that's one of them.
At last night defensively, that's one of the positives, and that's what he brings to the table. But you know what? You look at that. I saw that pick, Steve, automatically thought about Atlanta Falcons. Remember that pick he did against Atlanta Falcons? Same out route, jumped it to the house. Not only that, you saw what – now, I saw Josh Jackson, and I said this last night, but I saw Josh Jackson do that same thing against Hornibrook twice.
Yeah, we all watched that.
Twice. He did it to him twice.
Furious.
But then Josh Jackson comes in behind it and does – I mean, that. But that's why you have Tremont there, though. He rubs off to these younger guys. These younger guys kind of understand the speed of the game, and they feel like they can set guys up and that they can do it, too. And that's why he's there. I mean, that's just a positive reinforcement of why you have Tremont in that locker room, why you got him back there in the secondary.
The other thing, too, is I don't know if Leroy agrees with me on this, but I think Devon House played pretty good last night, too. I thought he had a decent game covering last night for the most part.
House is in great shape. He's lost he's very lean. Both of the veterans look very good. I mean, I think that's where the ball is going to start to funnel down the middle, and that's the reason why – you know, we were even going to talk about the safeties because the outside guys are looking good. Now, it's going to be some limited spots available at these corner spots because the Kevin Kings of the world, I'm telling you, if you're not available, it's hard to defend your spot. I mean, you want to play. I mean, they're giving Rollins every chance. Well, I think they should let Rollins move back to safety. I think he'll be a good safety because he had pretty good footwork. He's not overly fast, but he has good technique. But it has to be further back. But they have – that's a good system for them to go against, like Pittsburgh. Three wide receiver sets, shotgun.
Didn't have to deal with Antonio Brown, though, to be fair.
Well, no, this preseason. We're just talking about that game.
Right.
And, you know, they had to understand that, you know, they had a tight end. Pittsburgh uses their tight end. I like the way they use their tight end, drag routes, underneath routes.
Jesse James came across the formation. There was nobody with him.
See, that's the kind of stuff you need on coverage. Tape.
That's the same crap they were doing last year. So what they did was they took everybody away, ran across your face.
Yeah, a drag route.
Yeah. But they took everybody, Steve. They ran across their face to the other side. Yeah. And them jokers doing this.
Watching
and
them.
And then all of a sudden, here come that guy there.
We used to call it a burst. It was a
nobody's
burst
there.
Because the tight end comes off slow.
You know, so whose responsibility was that?
Well, they're zoning it, off.
They zone it off.
Yeah. But at the time, if you freeze, you know
who it looked like?
Who?
It may not have been because you never know. But it looked like 21 to me. I don't know.
Oh, we're getting the safety play. And with that, I got a tweet here from Tony who tweets at 105.7 FM. The fan, my concerns for this Packer defense is the same as last year. The play of the safeties, mainly Dix. This team should go and get Eric Reed ASAP because I have no faith in Hoglin and Dix. None. That's Tony tweeting at 105.7 FM, the fan. All right, Leroy, let's start with Hoglin and Dix and then we'll get to Bryce.
Well, I agree with his assessment on Eric Reed.
We all do, I think.
Yeah, I've been signed him. You got a Pro Bowl guy just sitting there. For silly reasons. Clinton Dix is in a different frame of mind right now because he's in the last year of his deal.
He's got to have a hell of a year, Leroy.
He's in the position to be, was thought of to have the communication. I told him, don't do that. Let the guys up front do that. You don't want to be doing that. You need to lock in. You can't do that lining guys up and getting the plays from the sidelines. You know, Martinez do that, and you just lock in. But, again, they're playing their safeties a little bit more vanilla than most guys because they're going to blitz a lot up the middle. They're not doing some of this stuff. Now, I think you'll see it next week. So I'll just tell the people on Clinton Dix, just hold out as much as you can before you see him really turn it up. Because right now you're seeing this for most veterans. Just, you know, they're in the tread the water type. They're not in real swim mode yet.
Okay,
but
so,
29 has been. I mean, get him real quick. So, Bryce. 29 now. He that's a little different with him.
I want to go back to Hoglin Dix before moving on, Bryce. Okay. Just tell me this. As a fan, okay, mm-hmm. when should a fan get concerned that HaHa Clinton Dix may be struggling a little bit? So don't worry about HaHa mm-hmm. until like week four, week five, if he's still not making plays right. and missing tackles. Yeah. Or when do you – because the missing tackles part, mm-hmm. Bill Michaels tweeted out, pretty much tackling just sucks on this team. Say whatever you want about the coordinators. They still can't tackle. Mm-hmm. That is the thing I think irritates people more than anything with whether it's Bryce, Hockland, Dix, a linebacker, defensive lineman, a corner. Doesn't matter who the yeah. name is. But when people see guys miss wide open tackles, that's when I think fans get frustrated.
And I would tell fans, it's okay to get frustrated, but you have to put in context the other guy gets paid too. Some guy don't want you to tackle him. Sometimes the guys just get you. Can you imagine a fan sitting at home right now yelling?
Leroy, you never miss a tackle.
Well, no, of course not.
No.
Only against Barry Sanders.
But everybody did.
But no one better Google that. Because now everybody will be getting all my missed tackles and upload it. Don't do that. It's a joke, guys. But that's something that Fritz Schirmer, it would drive him nuts. If you're one-on-one with a guy, the guy gets by you and go another 15 yards, it would drive him nuts.
Well, we've had this conversation
It
here,
would drive him nuts.
And when you saw Leroy's team practice back in the day, it was a lot different than how you practice, right?
Yeah.
But now if you go to practice today versus what
20-something
versus what Leroy did back when he practiced, it's different again.
Very different.
Have these practices kind of worked against, you know, the basics of tackling? Because last year, remember, McCarthy was like, we're just working on tackling this year. This is all about tackling
and
this
they
year.
Do, Steve.
That's what McCarthy said
they
last
do.
Year at
they
training
do,
camp.
To me, it's not really about that for them because they do work on tackling. I mean, they work on tackling, and I've seen it. That's all the drills. And all the players are working on tackling. But defensively, Steve, it comes down to a want to, a willingness to try to go do this. They try to – and to me, they don't have them jokers out there.
They just don't have enough talent.
Well –
That's what you're saying, right?
They ain't no Wayne Simmons on that defense.
Oh, no. Khalil Mack would be a difference maker.
I mean, because if you just got one guy, it'll get contagious. And they just don't have one guy.
I think that one guy could be Owen Burks. That guy.
No, Leroy, he's too light. He'll go get you.
That's what you need him like.
He's light. He's real light.
You need him light.
He real light at that inside backer.
You need him because you need that guy to run sideline to sideline.
Listen.
And cover backs out of the backfield.
Listen, if I'm playing the Packers, and not every team is equipped to do this anymore because the league has changed. But if I'm playing the Packers, mm-hmm. I'm lining up because I'm going fullback, tailback, eye formation.
And I'm going to yell at the defensive lineman, don't let him get on me.
Load them up.
That's what you do.
That's what we doing, cuz.
The frame of
but
mind.
But those guys up front, Leroy, ain't even stopping that.
Well, they have to. They
That's
have
what
to.
I'm saying. I mean, the D-line, these guys are 5 yards down the field, man.
D-line is killing them, right? Now, well, they've got to play better.
See, Gilbert Brown was very unselfish. He wasn't necessarily trying to split the double team. He would take the double team away.
But he wasn't going to walk back Steve, three, run, 4 yards,
hold up.
Though.
Steve, yeah. run that back. Hey, baby Tosh, come here. Run just one play right here. Run this back. Watch
this our
play
ABC
right here.
Audio video flat here's screen.
We're gonna do a little film session.
This is late. This
work.
Is 51
doing film session.
Well, I'm gonna show Steve what I just said just happened. That ain't gonna work. Steve, no, forget it.
Hey, listen,
Steve. They just took three defensive linemen and ran them all the way back 5 yards down the field.
I know.
That's a coverage.
5 yards.
I understand. That's what I was telling Leroy. Gilbert wasn't gonna push back 3 to 5 yards.
Correct. That's the problem.
The first string defense was having the same issue.
Yeah, you got to be unselfish, have a lower level back, and stay low. Don't get too high.
And these jokers double-teaming and scraping off to the backer, cuz.
That should
they
never happen.
They on second level, man. You can't double-team and scrape off to the backer. I mean, they getting your backers are getting killed. Look at these guards. Look at 74. 74 way up on the linebacker just then.
Yep. Again, this is the end of the game. Yeah. Literally the last. Yeah,
but
play
this
of the
is
game.
What's been going on the whole time, though. Right.
Yeah, but yeah. here's what I think.
Tell me what you think, Roy.
The coaches need to tell these guys, you should never be a hitter in this league. You're gonna get fined or you're gonna hurt yourself. Be a tackler. Just get the guy on the ground. Too many guys are trying to get that perfect hit. Just get him on the ground.
Try to end up on That's ESPN it. For the big
yeah, hit. Yeah, you don't need that. You're going to hurt yourself. Just get him on the ground. That's what – it was one time Clinton Dix came through, and the guy was – but he would have took it to the house, and Clinton Dix got him down. Great tackle. Open field, great I don't see nobody. Y'all don't remember that, huh?
No.
Nobody tweeting about it?
Yeah.
They only tweet about the ones he missed.
Right.
Well, at least they're fair.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So my thing is, if you're
going,
you have to be a good, and I tell all these guys, just tackle. You ain't trying to hit anymore. You're trying to tackle and get guys on the ground. It counts the same.
Mm-hmm.
It counts the same.
Don't get paid anymore for a big hit.
I think coaches teach them to be hitters instead of tacklers.
So you say it's on coaching then.
You got to facilitate and tell the guys, what do you want? Hammer in their head, tackle. Not hitting. No. Hitting is done. You'll play longer in this league. It'll be less explosive plays over 25 yards. In your mind, you're thinking, grab cloth and get him to the ground. Not going through his body, putting your face mask on the ball. The ball will come out. Trust me, when you're just swinging that stuff. Just like they got one out of Montgomery. Guy just knocked it out.
Yep.
The ball will come out once your guy's coming down. Because when he's falling, it's natural when you're falling, Steve, for your arms to try to brace the fall.
For sure.
They'll turn that ball loose. But if you hit him and miss or go for it like the guy did on Kumro, it's a wrap. Don't do that.
And it was a wrap.
Go for the tackle. You're fine.
Make it a wrap and call Sight and Sound Solutions today and get a great hookup.
Can we call Alan this time instead of Al?
$500 in Visa gift cards. $500 in Visa gift cards. If you take advantage of the package I'm going to tell you about right now, starting at $99 a month, you get AT&T home phone, AT&T internet. You get the NFL Sunday ticket at no charge for the upcoming football season. You get their Genie, which is their DVR for DirecTV, 1,000 hours of recording time. You get DirecTV with a choice package that includes Fox Sports Wisconsin. Sight and Sound Solutions will come out and install that DirecTV within a couple of days of you ordering from them. So if you order today, very well could have it hooked up by sometime on Monday would be my guess. I haven't talked to Al to see how busy their schedule is, but that's normally how it works. He's very, very on top of things, making sure you are taken care of. And then customer service-wise, way, way different than a 1-800 number. A couple days after they install your DirecTV, Al's going to call you from Sight and Sound Solutions to make sure you're happy, make sure everything's working right. Then a couple of weeks, they're going to call you back, and then a couple months, they're going to call you back. And then after that, if you have any issues, you call Al, and he'll help take care of any problems you may have with your DirecTV. But that's how this works. Again, only at Sight and Sound Solutions, great customer service, and $500 in Visa cards if you call right now. Get football the way you want it with the NFL Sunday Ticket, only on DirecTV, every out-of-market game, every Sunday. Plus, watch games anywhere on your favorite device. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today at 262-754-1500, 262-754-1500, and have a chance at the $500 in Visa cards by taking advantage of the package I just told you about. NFL Sunday Ticket automatically renews each season at the prevailing rate, unless canceled prior to the start of the season. Select international games excluded. Remote access to one game at a time. Data charges may apply. Call for details. Your running back, Gary Ellerson, the Packer Hall of Famer, inventor of the Lambeau Leap. Can I call him Mr. Pick and Save? Leroy Butler? I think that's fair, right?
He's Mr. Pick and Save. That's fair.
Leroy Butler also here with us. Got to get to a sports flash and your chance to win $1,000 coming up here momentarily. Coming up on the 3 o'clock hour, we'll continue to talk more, obviously, about the Green Bay Packers. We will also talk with our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood, coming up at 3:48. And on the other side of the Sports Flash, how do you feel about this defense now after two games of what you've seen? How do you feel about the defense now? Now, again, just remember, Steve, before we start taking calls and tweets, what?
What time is it?
3 o'clock. We've done a full hour.
Did we miss something?
No, we were talking about Packers.
What?
I just pushed something out of the way because we were talking about Packers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was. What, you want to win $1,000 or something?
No, I would.
Yeah, we can play for win $1,000.
I would have been okay if you. I think it's kind of important.
You don't want to talk about the Packers here?
No, I want to talk about the Money Jokers.
You want to talk about the Brewers?
Dude, they got something going on right now.
This is what happens
we
on
do
this
meetings
show.
On the air.
Yeah,
like
that. Yeah.
I mean, well, it was on. Well, see, and see, here's the thing. Full disclosure, Rami ain't here, so this is kind of
right. It was like on the list to go from 2:30 to 3.
Right.
But we didn't stop the Packers because I thought it was going pretty good.
It was, but.
So then I just bumped the Brewers out, and we were just going to continue to do Packers at 3. And now Gary doesn't want to do Packers. He wants to go to Brewers.
Yeah.
Okay. There you
They're
go.
Big series, man.
So we're going to change it up. We're going to change
Leroy's
it up.
Boys.
All right, so we're going to change it up. We're going to talk about the Brewers-Cardinals series. How big of a series is this for you, and how many games?
I just wish the Cubs would have lost
Right? What? How many games do you think the Brewers are going to win this weekend against the Cardinals? And Baby Tosh has told me in my ear that he's got some good news on the Brewers coming up on the Sports Flash, so stay tuned for
that.
I
can use some of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.